Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's Erev Chanukah today. Friendly reminder, Mincha this afternoon is going to be at 4:20 p.m. That learning in the shul this week is sponsored by the Moskowitz family, commemorating the yahrzeit of Yitzchak ben Shlomo Zalman and Shlomo Zalman Yitzchak and
Yaakov
Menachem Mendel ben
Chaim
Yishai and Neshamas should have an Aliyah Mishnayis that are also learned Lili Nishma Sarah Malchus Bas Rabbi Yitzchak, and we are in Masechta Kelim. We are in Perek Chaf Tes Mishnayis Beis and Gimel, and the Mishnah tells us yesterday when we finished off we talked about fringes and things that are what fringes become a yad and therefore get treated like the item itself. Today we're going to talk about the same idea of extensions to figure out what makes a chibur. Shalosh kisaso shel tzemer, sheish shel pishton, shlosha sardinim, shtei mesri mitpachos, shnei survikin and chalak echad. If you have three mattresses of wool or six of linen, three sheets, 12 kerchiefs, two types of pants, one shirt, right? Talis achas, one mantle, and then kaluvkarin echad. Or one winter coat, all of these things are considered chibur l'tumo l'azayah. Each one is considered an attachment in regard to tuma, and also in regard to azayah, if it goes on the attachment, it goes on the whole baggid, right? Yes, and mikan chibur l'tumo v'ino chibur l'azayah. But if you added more than that to an item itself, so it's considered a chibur in order to make things tummy, but it won't work if you're para aduma water, if you sprinkle the para aduma water on the extended piece, it doesn't work to attach to the original. Rabbi Yossi Omer Afro Lutuma, Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't work for Tuma as well. So since we went off track to talk about Yados, we come back a little bit further to talk about Yad again. Let's say you have a plumb line. A plumb line is like a string with a weight to make sure that things are exactly underneath. The chut ha mishkolas. Let's say you have a quarter of a plumb line. Shneimasar, it's 12. Shacharashim, if it's from a carpenter, so then it's 18 or it's 18. Shabanayim chamishin amma, and if it's a builder plumb line, it's 50 amos. But yes, mikam ratzel kaim tar. If you want to hold on to it and the string is longer, so then we can assume that it's tar. Shal sayadim shal tayar and kol shehin. Whenever you have a plaster or an artist, any length is still going to be considered a yad. It's still going to be able to be an attachment, and that attachment is going to retain. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue with the wonderful world of Mishnayos when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day, and a Freilich and Chanukah as well.